shattering conventional wisdom, John Stossel.
The bureaucrats are just worried about your health. Some of you are not making good decisions about what to eat, especially you poor people. So to deter you from eating things that are bad for you, the Los Angeles City Council passed a law that bans the opening of any new fast food restaurant in South Los Angeles. Just South Los Angeles. The reason?
There are not a lot of food choices in South Los Angeles.
That was Los Angeles Councilwoman Jan Perry. She spearheaded the ban. She also says,
this is not about banning fast food.
Councilwoman Perry is with us tonight via satellite. And so, Councilwoman, why just South LA?
Well, we have a large number of fast food outlets throughout the city, but 40% of fast food restaurants throughout the entire city are located in South Los Angeles. The area that I was elected to serve is a geographically very small area. It's about 14 square miles, so there's not a lot of places to bring in new development. The residents of the district and in South LA are very, very articulate in saying that they want supermarkets, they want sit-down restaurants, they want other food choices, and so this is an effort to bring in new kinds of businesses to diversify food choices.
I don't get it. If people want supermarkets and a diversity of food choices, greedy, selfish entrepreneurs will come in there to serve those customers. What do you gain by banning fast food?
They don't.
Well, maybe your constituents don't want that.
No, that's not true. Actually, it's very, very difficult to get a grocery store to locate in South LA. Now, we are very fortunate after 5 years of hard work. We just opened a new one on one of our major avenues, and we have another one coming at the end of this month.
Well, thank you, Councilwoman Perry. I appreciate you joining us. The prohibitionists on my end of, thank you. The prohibitionists on my end of the country have been busy too. The mayor of New York's upset that school kids eat the wrong things.
When you see 40% of the kids in our public schools being overweight, that is not good. And we just have to do something about it.
He's banned soda and bake sales in public schools. He banned trans fats in all restaurants. And his health department rails against salt, asking restaurants and food companies to reduce salt use. But the mayor himself? The rules don't necessarily apply to him. The New York Times points out that the mayor adds salt to almost everything he eats, even pizza. And they took pictures of him eating all kinds of garbage. We asked Mayor Bloomberg to join us to talk about the rules he's passed. I wanted to ask him about being a hypocrite, but he declined.
So Reason TV editor Nick Gillespie named Mayor Bloomberg its nanny of the year because of his rules. Your argument is similar to Eric Oliver's. Weight is not a crisis, but mostly an excuse for politicians to boss people around.
That's absolutely, I think that's undeniably true. And you heard it from all of your guests today. They said that poor people, fat people, other classes of people make bad decisions. Defined as I know the good decisions, and if people aren't following my decision-making process, then we need to nudge them, we need to control them, we need to regulate
them. Nudge them, but it's true that many of those people make poor decisions.
Wait. I actually take issue with that. And by the way, the councilwoman who says I'm going to spur development by banning certain types of development, that's like censors who say, you know what, I'm not censoring this book, I'm just making sure it's not available to anybody. It's Orwellian. It's just ridiculous, and it should be seen as such on its face. But, you know, people don't make poor choices necessarily. It's, you know, some people like to eat at McDonald's, some people don't. I don't think it should be a public matter whether or not I had a Big Mac today or I went to some kind of health food store.
The advocates for regulation say it's a public matter because all of us have to pay for the overweight.
That's an absolutely great argument to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. This is it's an argument it's an argument against publicly funded health care because it makes your lifestyle my business. And that's a scary thought, John, because I've got a lot of strange ideas about what your lifestyle should be versus mine, et cetera. I mean, it's a bad idea, and we should be getting away from that. The governor said that, you know, as governor, I don't, you know, I have to accept a framework. He's BSing about that because in various things, I guarantee you, when it came to talking about the Ten Commandments in schools or whatever, he was more than willing to challenge the framework that he was handed when he started being governor. You know, it's absurd that somebody is taking time out of public school education to weigh kids. I don't care if the you know, if the data just goes down the toilet. I mean, it's just a waste of time.
I mean, hang on.
What's that?
View. What Governor Huckabee did was trying to address children before they got too fat, before they got too sickly, and before we all had to pay the price for that.
He was not addressing adults.
He was addressing children, which deserves special protection in a public school environment.
Children have parents, okay? And parents...
Parents were doing an excellent job, the children would not be so sickly.
My time, Mimi, okay? You, me, this time, okay? It's like, first off, kids have parents, and parents are the first source of information for that. And I guarantee you that if you said to most parents, and maybe if they're so stupid that they can't feed their kids well, you're not going to allow them to choose their schools. But if you said, you know what, you can go to a school where I'm going to teach my kids reading, writing, and arithmetic, or you can send your kids to a school where I'm going to weigh them in the morning. I think most parents would say, you know what, weighing is not the province of the school. Okay, and he's not taking the long view.
Some of the things you're saying aren't scientifically based.
There is not an obesity epidemic, just as political science. Yeah. You know, define an epidemic. First off, by the way, an epidemic is a contagious disease.
Yes, and there
okay,
are
what's the pathogen?
The social contagion.
What's the pathogen? See, please.
That is a good question. What's contagious about this?
What we've seen in the studies is that it moves...
Salt and fat are tasty, and when people are wealthier and people have more choices, they tend to eat foods that they prefer.
But let her answer that.
The studies show that obesity works and grows among social networks, within marriage, within friend circles, and it grows in that way. So it's been labeled as socially contagious. And I don't want to get into a debate, is it really contagious? Is it really an epidemic? The reality is it's a health crisis. It's the most pressing health crisis of our time. It shouldn't be a first lady project. It should be handled with the care and intellect that swine flu and other things are handled.
But Mimi, what?
No,
I've got the Constitution here. It doesn't say anything
about your job
to manage people's health.
No, and I agree. Let's look at Medicare and Medicaid.
As long
as other people are paying the price, you force all of us to give an opinion on how you live your life.
Okay, then the solution to this crisis then is getting rid of socialized medicine.
Yes. I'm for that.
Okay, and then instead of talking about your family members who were fat, why don't you come up with ways to get rid of socialized medicine?
Okay, I do.
You have a lot of energy. Why don't you follow that instead of talking about soda taxes and sugary sweet water tax?
Thank you for the career planning.
I do appreciate that, but I think the bottom line
is children are not adults
children.
And deserve
yes.
special protection
That's right.
in a
and
public
you know
school environment. You're asking
okay,
for public
enough.
Opinion.
And adults
Mimi Roth,
are adults.
Nick, we thank you. Next up, who gets to decide what you eat? The government or you?